Thank you for driving me home. It was very kind of you. And I would tell you that, if I weren't laying unconscious in the front seat of your car. I did tell you, the first time you offered me a drive home, that if I'm in a car, I'm not staying awake. It's just not something I can do. It's something about the movement. I don't know. But as you well know, once I am asleep in your car, there is not much you can do to wake me. Oh, you've tried. You tried turning the radio up, giving me a nudge, yelling my name. Nothing quite works. You've told me that you've had to start just waiting there in the dark with me for me to wake up. I guess the lack of movement in the car is what does it. It's often occurred to me to wonder what exactly you do while we sit there, waiting. Of course, you just take out your phone and, I don't know, play some games, right? Or read the news? Of course that's what you do. You definitely don't take a picture of my body there while I'm sleeping. Short skirt slightly hiked from slouching forward. And you absolutely don't imagine everything you could do to me before I wake up, right? Your hand never travels to your lap, does it, while I'm asleep next to you? Stroking your cock through your pants while you watch my chest rise and fall as I breathe peacefully, unaware of you or anything. You never reach into your pants, do you? Pull your cock out right in front of me and start jerking it off, do you? Moaning my name. You know I won't wake up. You know you've got several minutes before my eyes start to flutter. I wonder if you've ever come before I woke up. I wonder if you've ever touched me. Reached over and closed the gap between us. Running your hands over my tits while you jerk off. Squeezing and feeling how soft they are under you. You've never stroked your hand down my stomach, have you? Down to my thighs. While you get closer and closer to coming right in front of me without my ever knowing. But you'd have to be careful not to get too invested. I could wake up at any moment, of course. I could wake up with your hand on my knee, or your hand on my thigh, or your hand right on my cunt. What if I woke up with your fingers inside of me, huh? And looked over and saw you watching me? Your cock hard in your hand. After all, if you got too invested before I woke up, you might not be able to stop. You might have a problem in your hand that you need to solve. And if I'm already awake and aware that you're violating me and using me to come, what's the point in holding back? You'd move fast then, wouldn't you? Oh. Suddenly on top of me, crossing the middle of the car. Just like that. I'd start struggling, you know. I wouldn't just lay there and take it. You'd have startled me. Struggling while you straddle me. Feeling your cock pressing into my stomach as you sit there above me. Rough on my tits now. Getting everything you wanted out of them. And a kiss, of course. The thing about someone who's awake is they can kiss back. Or struggle. Either one's fine with you, I'm sure. Oh, I wonder how long you'd trap me there. Hands on my tits. One hand in my hair, holding me down. Your mouth wandering my mouth and my neck. Oh. How long would you be able to wait? How long can your cock go without attention, huh? You'd be in luck, though. At this point, I think my body would have taken over. Sure, you'd get some struggle at first, trying to push you off, push you away. But it's been so long, and I need to be fucked. Oh, I need to be fucked as bad as you need to be fucked. Oh. So what would you do then, huh? It's a quiet street. We're at the end of it. My house is nice and isolated. You might even be in my driveway away from prying eyes. Huh? Would you swing open my door? Would you undo my seatbelt and get out? But make sure I can't get away. You don't know I'm in your palm yet, do you? Blocking the door. My head would be at the perfect height for your cock, huh? I think so. You'd drag me out so I'm sitting on the edge of the seat. You'd put your hand on the back of my head. And you'd fuck my mouth. Yeah, that's right. You wouldn't get a blowjob. You wouldn't. You wouldn't be satisfied with just some licks. You'd make sure my mouth, my lips met your base, my nose met your stomach, and you'd stand there holding my head, and you'd fuck my throat just like that, wouldn't you? Until I was gagging around you and I could barely breathe. Oh, yeah. You like the feeling of me powerless under you, don't you? Hard and fast down my throat. Yeah, hard and fast down my throat. I could come just like this, you know, thinking about that. Thinking about you using my mouth as your little toy. My throat as a little cock sleeve. That's it. You're gonna come down my throat, aren't you? You're not gonna make a mess. You're gonna come right down my throat. Feeling my tits. One hand on the back of my head. Your hips. Push forward. Oh, I'm gonna come thinking about you. Fuck. Fuck. Oh. Anyway, that's what I think about. Or what I thought about after you told me sometimes we just sit there waiting for me to wake up. I think about you fucking my throat and I come to it like that. Isn't that nice?